Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Mike Kraft of Lycoming. Mike, you've got a big project on the go. You've got a bunch of the Technum 2012 travelers to get engined up for a big order by Cape Air. How's that going? And tell us about the engine.
So the project's going really well. We finished certification testing. We actually have everything in rate production as we are now delivering the first engines to Technam for the first production aircraft, which will be delivered to Cape Air here in the first quarter. So overall, testing went extremely well. The engine is actually performing better than we had ever anticipated. Very simple to operate. It's actually, overall more like flying a turbine-powered or Fadic controlled turbine than it is a piston. So it's been quite a project, and it's fantastic to see it hitting a customer as significant as Cape Air.
So no mixture, no carb heat, single lever for the engine and a lever for the prop. How does that ease pilot workload?
So basically, here's the procedure. Master on, fuel pump to auto, hit start, advance PLA, you fly to percent power. And you look for two lamps. Basically, the indicators from the engine are a TLO and an NTO lamp on it. And that's really, it is actually simpler to operate than a carbureted O235.
Okay, so we have the engines at the top end of the scale powering airliners. And then we have your experimental division. Innovation in that engine in that it has two different kinds of ignition, right?
Correct. We're now offering from the factory engines with electronic ignition on one side, magneto on the other, to the experimental market as a product offering through Lycoming. Ease of starting, a little bit different characteristics in terms of smoothness on the engine on that. But we're now comfortable enough with the electronic systems that have evolved on that to offer them as a standard product out of the factory through the Thunderbolt and the OEM non-certified line.
Now, the advantage of having two different systems is they fail in two different modes, correct?
Correct. I wouldn't say that. You have, satisfying your redundancy on power here. You have the magneto that's self-powering. You have the electronic ignition system, which relying upon some power from the airframe on that. So it's the right kind of balance of improved technology for startability and runability with the redundancy that we want to see. When the engines ship from the factory, we don't know how you're going to fly them, right? So we're trying to make certain that they have the same level of reliability that gets us comfortable across the product line.
So what happened to Battleship Gray? There's an awful lot of different colors around here.
Well, we like to think that, we're following in Henry Ford's footsteps of you can get everything you want, provided it's in Lycoming Battleship Gray. We actually offer on the experimental side now, you can get kind of three standard colors. Of course, you can go the full Thunderbolt dress, chrome, polished fins, everything if you want to do that. But from the factory, we had to improve our paint systems a little bit on the production line. But now it's pretty much, I think we offer black. Nice gloss black, gray, and red in the Thunderbolt. And if you really want to dress things up, you can really make them tricked out.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from AirVenture 2018 in Oshkosh. Thanks for listening. Perfect.